Hello.
Oh, hello. I'm just sorry, I missed the call.
It's Samantha. Yeah, it's Jane, Dave at Triple M. How are you?
I'm well. How are you?
Good, good. Thank you so much for chatting to us. We really appreciate it.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me.
And we'll record this now and put it on the Brekkie Show tomorrow. So
amazing.
All right, Dave, let's give it a crack.
Okay, now, Jay, it's coming up to Mother's Day. $5,000 on offer thanks to KFC. But how do you repay your mum on the cheap? That's the big question.
Well, because a lot of people are feeling the pinch and the cost of living, but how do you give to mum and make her feel special without having to spend a lot of money? Because a lot of people don't have that extra cash.
Exactly. So that's why we've enlisted Samantha Jane, who is also a relationship expert, but also a mum too. G'day, Samantha.
Morning.
Now, I mean, that's the big question. My mum, if you ask my mum would say, I don't need anything from my children because your love for me is enough. But sometimes you want to do something nice for your mum. How can we, from a relationship point of view, spoil our mums without having to spend $1 million?
It's always the thought that counts. And always remember when she says, I don't want something. That is code for please do something. Don't ever believe her. She's playing a trick women love to do that, even mums.
Really?
So, oh, yeah. Oh, I just want your love. Oh, what did you get for Mother's Day? Because everybody will ask. And then they're, nothing. Oh, really? And then there's all this judgment. So always think about the little things. Think about her love language. It could be a note. It could be a voucher that kids do. You can regress back to your childhood. We can give her little massage vouchers or, breakfast in bed. All of those simple things do make a difference. It'll take her back to those times when you were really close and reliant on her.
Why can't we do stuff then, like when we were kids, like, you know, making pottery from school or something like that? It's supposed to be an ashtray, but it turned out to be just a blob of clay.
Who has time for that these days, though?
Probably for obvious reasons. Like, nobody actually likes that gift. Like, I know that I rotate around, and there's one in particular I dropped over to Vinny's. It was like, you're the best mom. And I was like, that's lovely, but I don't particularly want those roses and that pink statue. And I dropped it over to Vinny's, and then my daughter was, oh my gosh, this was in Vinny's. I just saw it in the Vinny bag. I was like, oh. And I've tried to get rid of that so many times, it must stay. So no ashtray, no pottery, just things that are really usable for her. Even a picnic, she loves that. Just get her outdoors, take her for a drive out to the mountains, to the beach, walk around the local market, anything that you think that she will love.
So if you don't live within vicinity of your mum, and I actually feel bad now because when my mum says, don't get me anything, I legit thought she was being honest. So
yeah.
I just didn't get I sent her a text message and stuff, but what can you do for mums who may be living interstate?
Look, a text is still beautiful, and the reality is, like, most men here are very factual, so don't feel bad. It's like you heard nothing, so you think, okay, I hear you. So if you're interstate, I mean, they're the things that you can do. You can send her beautiful text messages. It is a simple thing, but you might want to do it over a few days. You might want to post her something. You might want to, you know, do a FaceTime. You might want to send her a favourite song that reminds, you of her. It's a beautiful song with beautiful lyrics. It can be just anything that you think that she'll think, oh, wow, he really thought about me. She really thought about me. Like, I'm really special.
That is speaking my love language, cheap. Great. Love it. Just a text.
Call it cheap.
But look, like you say, something small like that can make a world of difference. And, you know, even if you've had, I guess, run-ins with your mum over the years, maybe it's time to extend that olive branch.
100%. And often it happens when you re-partner or other people get involved, or mums are just trying their best, and sometimes they just overstep because they don't want their little ones to grow up when they're adults. So, yeah, just understanding that she's human, she makes mistakes, and just really connect with her, share that empathy of what she's probably found it difficult to let go at times.
Great advice.
Okay, so yeah, so in this whole conversation, the big thing to take out of it is do it on the cheap, but do it with style.
Yeah, so it'd be nice.
Yeah.
Never, ever call it cheap.
That's just who Dave is. You can hear that again on our listener app. And of course, spoiling your mum doesn't have to be a big price ticket attached to it. Hear it again on the listener app, LISTNR. Thank you so much for that advice this morning. I think there's going to be a lot of people out there this morning, Samantha, using that advice. Thank you.
Pleasure.
Perfect. Thank you so much for that.
Thank
was great.
You so much.
I felt so bad now that I didn't. When mum last year, mum's like, oh, don't worry about getting me something. And I said, oh, okay.
Well, pick her some flowers, steal it on someone's yard, do anything.
I feel bad. Damn it. Okay. I'll do that. Thank you,
there's a cactus next door to me. How about we just nick that for your mum?
Don't steal the cactus.
Yep, you could, but you put rocks around it that you painted, regress back to kindy.
Mentally, that's where we are. Thank you. See ya.
Yep. Bye-bye, mate.
Bye.